This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In Boulder, a jury has found a gunman guilty of carrying out a mass shooting at a grocery store 3 years ago. Ahmad Alissa is guilty on all 55 counts, including 10 for first-degree murder, one for each person killed that day. After the verdict, Bob Olds spoke on behalf of his niece, Ricky Olds, who was shot and killed.
I hope when you are sitting in your cell, you are tormented and haunted by what you did to all the victims.
The jury made its decision after roughly 6 hours of deliberation over 2 days. And in doing, they have rejected the defense that the 25-year-old was insane at the time of the shooting. Northeast Denver youth and CU Boulder experts have developed a new safety app that doesn't involve law enforcement. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The app is called Power of One. It's similar to the anonymous reporting system Safe to Tell, but not all youth feel comfortable using Safe to Tell due to stigma associated with snitching and concerns about possible retaliation. Instead, calls are routed to trained, paid peer navigators who triage requests to community services. CU Boulder's Dave Beckhofer.
Community can be the responders and community can be the one providing the resources.
Navigators might take calls for food, shelter, or mental health, or involve a special team of violence interrupters to stop impending fights. If a tip is an imminent violent threat, it will be routed to 911. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Fire training exercises are taking place at Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station tomorrow. People may see smoke, fire, and traffic delays. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.